Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and that's not our usual way we get in here, so I'm not sure what happened, but we're here and we're back. On Mondays, for the next three Mondays, well, this month, you know, yesterday and the next two Mondays will be, of course, political candidates that will be here to be discussing the issues that are important to our city because they're all running for city council. But today we've got a number of things going. But first, I'm joined here, of course, by my producer, the ever present environmentalist, the greenie of greenies, the mother of all greenies, Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. What's your latest environmental emergency?
I don't really have one at the moment.
Well, maybe your dog has to go out. That could be an emergency, especially if I step anything doggy has. All right. And of course, I'm joined by my partner here in life, also Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We had we've already been up and out. This morning was the Heroes Breakfast, still going on at Wind River, and of course, Jim Dahl and the Red Cross—they do a bang up job.
They really do, and you know, we were honored because Jim asked me to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, and I tell you what. I've been honored in my life when I was in the Marines and in other places to be surrounded by heroes. And then here I was in a room that we had our city and county heroes there. But then and then Linda sang the national anthem, and I tell you what, and you hit it. So, you know, people were really touched by that. It was a great way to start it off, and we have our heroes here in Reading. It's so many of them. And, you know, they're not the people that throw the baseball. They're not the people that throw the football or dribble a basketball. They're real heroes. They're people that give to the community. They're people that put their lives on the line, the first responders, and they're the warriors that are out there. So I tell you what, I was proud to be there today.
It was a really spectacular event. We also want to remind you, it is open line. Give us a call, 221-1402, if there's something that you really want to talk about. But earlier we were having a discussion with, oh gosh.
Well, one of the things we're discussing is there any road
that
is...
The budget.
Yeah, well, but is there any road in Reading that's not being worked on? I mean, down Bonneville, turned around, came back, then on Hartnell, then on Cypress Bridge. Of course, Cypress Bridge, you knew that. But then now on Alta Mesa, right, we're making a turn. There's every road in this town is being worked on. I did not realize that they had emptied the jails and put people on the road gangs here because it seems like there's that many people.
Anyway, well, the budget.
The budget.
That's
now,
what I was trying to say. I was thinking the...
Yeah, we were talking to...
4 o'clock
Doug,
in the morning.
Yeah, Doug LaMoffa's man out here. And Woody was telling us that they passed the budget like 4 o'clock this morning. You've probably been talking about it already. But here's the big thing is that we're going to try and get Doug LaMoffa on the show either today or tomorrow to discuss the parameters of this. But here's one big thing is they're not sure how the cuts are going to go across. But the other thing is they're going to up the withholding tax. And they're going to be taking more money from your check. Now, that's not they say, oh, no new taxes. Well, they're right. It's not a new tax. What they're going to do is you're going to be paying more. And when you pay more, which means then the government has your money for a year tax or interest-free. Okay, this is Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a quick break and join us on the other side. We're going to talk some more about this. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm peachy. How are you, Jeremy?
I really like your show. I think it's great. I hope they decide to keep you guys on.
Yeah, just call the station and let them know that.
I don't know how many times you can vote. I've already done it at least once.
Okay, well, that's fine. We don't want to... Hey, did you get that check we sent you?
Yeah, thank you. It helped with the tires. No.
What's on your mind, Jeremy?
But, yeah.